Hope all of you can remember what the key verse for the year is. Deathly hush. If we're in Sunday school, why not try it? Who knows? Who can remember what is the key verse? Every week it's on the top of your notices. Dear, dear. We better tell Andrew about it when he comes back and see what he can do about that. The key verse is from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. You're all reading it now. Are you good? The path of the righteous is like the dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Whatever experience we have already received, we're meant to move on. And especially, can we say today, all we have received in the 40 days, we are to move on. Goodbye, 40 days. We're moving on. If you're stuck there, God is not pleased with you. We need to build and move on more and more until the full day. As you looked at well-known parable in Matthew, most of us probably sat and thought, well, certainly I never received 5 talents. Perhaps we have one member of the congregation here tonight who we might think has 5 talents, poor man, but he has, I don't know what number of talents he's got, but some of us will think we're happy to have 2. Or maybe you think, like me, I've only got 1. But that's not true. That's not true. Do not minimize the message of this parable in that way. You'll notice, if we had been able to change the parable very slightly, and if that person who had the 1 talent had done the same thing as the other 2 had done and gone to the bank and had come on this reckoning day and he said, here you are, master, I was given 1 talent, here is 1 more. What would his master have said to him? Well done, good and faithful servant. It wasn't the number of talents that they had, whether they were good and faithful servants, it's what they did with it. I did ask us to have that passage, a difficult passage in Ezekiel read. It is difficult. But do you remember the story? He says, you people are like a baby who was born and just thrown into the field without any care, still all covered in blood, cord not meant cut and ready, washed and ready, taken and washed and prepared and helped to grow up and fed in due time, enriched with garments and diamonds and precious stones and given a crown from a nothing, raised up to be like a queen. The first word of the next verse is a shattering word. It says, but. All that this young lady had been given, all the blessings she had received to raise her up with great renown and respect throughout the nations, she used them on herself. If we'd gone on reading, you would have read that she used them for her own satisfaction. So she lost out on that relationship she had. Another interesting passage of scripture says the same thing, a book we don't often read called the Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs. And in that, we come to a point of time. I may just turn to it. If you want to find it, I will find the page in just a moment. It's on page 637. What had happened at this time is a love story, and the man and the woman had been expressing their love to each other, and the lady had said to the man, I'm like a garden, really, and I want you to come and enjoy all the things I can do for you. Enjoy my garden, as it were. And he had responded. And then in verse 2 of chapter 5, she recounts a very strange situation. She says, I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. He'd been out working in the fields while she was indoors asleep. I had put off my garment. How could I put it on again? I'd bathed my feet. How could I soil them? My beloved thrust his hand into the opening, and my inmost being yearned for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh upon the handles of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned and was gone. My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him, but did not find him. All the blessings that he had bestowed upon his loved one, all that happened was she went to bed to enjoy them. I don't know what ladies would make of what she did when she got into bed, but her hands were all dripping with myrrh and with sort of scented things and all sorts of preparations she got herself ready for as she went to bed, while he was outside working to the point his hair was wet with the dew and so on. He was sweating away out there and she was sleeping inside. Only a few verses before, we read a great love between them. And now she was using all the gifts he had given, the home, the bed, the myrrh, all that he had been given to her, and she just used it for her own pleasure. And when he came, she was so involved with this precious myrrh stuff and all that she went on with that, she couldn't even open the door. It slipped, you know, until when she looked, he'd gone. Christians, let us beware lest we receive the blessings of God and use them for our own benefit and our own pleasure, as the children of Israel did and were told off by the prophet Ezekiel, and here this beloved did and failed to meet with her loved one. Let me just remind you of some of the blessings that you've had. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, one of the most wonderful passage verses, it says there, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. If you think that's only worth one talent, come and see me afterwards. You are in serious trouble. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In him whom we love, he who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, in him we are blessed with not just one or two blessings, with every spiritual blessing. I hope you believe that. If you receive that blessing, if you acknowledge the fact that you are blessed, what are you going to do about it? Are you just going to enjoy it yourself? Are you just going to be happy because you're saved and blessed by God? Are you just being one of those people who, yes, enjoys singing the hymns and yeah, we enjoy reading and we enjoy meeting together. It was wonderful at lunchtime today, just having fellowship. We enjoy it, we enjoy it, we enjoy it. Just using it for yourself? God is calling us who have received blessings over these last 40 days. Those of us who have received blessings beyond that, as we think about our salvation in Jesus and all that comes with that, God is saying, are you going to use these? Or at the end of your life, are you going to say, here you are, Father, you gave me new life, here it is. I buried it. I just use it for myself. Or are you going to hear those lovely words? He's going to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. You have used what I gave you. You have used it in my kingdom. We are made to be faithful. We are made to move on from this day. We're not made simply to sit and enjoy it. we are to move on and move on to his glory. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. You will have that word spoken to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
After we've sung our final song, Barney and Prue will be in the prayer chapel, and there's an opportunity to ask them for prayer if you'd like.